This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
It is Rock Talk. My name is Mark Shuttleworth, and joining us on the phone from Lifespan is Dan Lyon. Dan is the Fraud Scams Program Manager over at Lifespan. Dan, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mark, and thank you for having Lifespan on.
Absolutely. We are big, big supporters of Lifespan, and the more we learn about Lifespan, the more impressed we are. You guys have so many program offerings over there that just run the gamut and do a great job serving the Rochester, Monroe County, and beyond areas, and we're grateful for that. I'm going to give a website out right now, which is lifespan.org. That is your website, and you can go there, and you can just kind of wander around and see all the programs. I'm going to give you a phone number as well right now, and we'll repeat these throughout the broadcast. Phone number is 325-2800. You can call into there, and you can explain your situation. They'll guide you through it, and they will tell you what programs they offer that might be able to assist you. So again, that number is 325-2800. But today we've got Dan on the air with us because we're going to talk about frauds and scams and things you can do to protect yourself. Right, Dan?
You got it there, Mark. We're seeing, because of the pandemic, isolation, loneliness has unfortunately ramped up our scammers' toolbox as to the types of scams they're utilizing to unfortunately get money and gift cards from people.
And so you're seeing, so people have been, over the past couple of years, kind of locked down in their homes a little bit more, and maybe their guards down a little bit with regards to this, because they're focusing probably on COVID. And so people, whether it be on the phone or whether it be email, are reaching out and preying on these victims.
Shopping. You know, everyone's home, shopping online, and using internet, using email. So the scam artists use many different formats to get unsuspecting victims to send money and or cash or cryptocurrency or Bitcoin to them. And the reason they use those platforms is we know those platforms are non-traceable, hard to trace cash in a box. When it's sent to a location somewhere else other than within your community.
So what are some things people listening right now should be aware of? What are some red flags that we need to watch for? Where do we need to watch for them? Give us a brief overview, Dan.
Currently, I just got one today. You're going to get an email or you may get a text message. And that text message and or email could be either from the United States Postal Service. It could come from FedEx, stating in some substance you're due a package. And that package was undeliverable. Please check here within this email or this text message to update when and where we can deliver your package and who you are. And unsuspecting people, you know, maybe they think they're getting a package or they forgot about a package. They do, in fact, type in that critical information, which is personal. And now scam artists have everything at their fingertips that they were looking for.
What information are they looking for in that specific instance? What is important to them that they're trying to fish from you?
Full name and an address.
That information alone is valuable to them?
Absolutely valuable. Certainly can look up. It's amazing how much information you can Google and or Facebook with a name, a correct spelling on a name and an address.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I had a voicemail. I missed the call coming in the other day, thankfully so. And I listened to the voicemail, and it was a woman's voice recording. And the beginning was clipped off, but it had to do with something about my social security number and how somebody had done something and how they were going to begin court proceedings or something like that if I didn't get back to them with blah, blah, blah. And here's the number. And I'm like, no way am I calling this number back? Absolutely zero chance that's happening. But they kind of catch you when you're off guard, right? I mean, maybe a phone call and they sound very friendly on the phone if it's a live person.
Mark, and a lot of these phone calls are originating via the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, some of these numbers are being spoofed. So they're spoofing the Internal Revenue Service or they're spoofing Social Security Administration. So the phone number, if you have the availability on your phone to see who's calling, caller ID is telling you it's the Internal Revenue Service. Well, we know for a fact the Internal Revenue Service is never in a million years calling you. You know, if they're going to get in touch with you, it's always going to be through the mail. And unfortunately, you know, people pick up the phone believing that there's some type of problem. They're being told now with their Social Security number, and they're giving out critical information. And now identity theft is reared its ugly head because they gave out their date of birth. They confirmed their Social Security number to the person on the phone, which is obviously not a person with the Social Security Administration or the IRS. They're a scam artist sitting in a cubicle somewhere overseas.
Wow. It's remarkable. You got to have your guard up at all times. We're speaking with Dan Lyon, Fraud and Scams Program Manager at Lifespan. Their website's lifespan.org, and the phone number is 325-2800. You can give them a call if you have any questions about this, or maybe you feel like you've been a victim of something like this. They may be able to assist you in that way. I know somebody who they got a call, and like you said, the number had been spoofed, so it looked like the number was from their bank. The person came on. They were very, very friendly. They had some information. They had just enough information already, so it sounded like they had they were legit, right? They didn't come in with nothing. They came in with they'd done their homework. They gave enough information. They needed to confirm something, and they needed the person to log in to something and type in a code. So they did that, and while they did that, they snatched the bank information.
Mark, I tell people all the time when I'm out doing presentations that basically, in sum and substance, anytime you get an email, text message, or a phone call, which you didn't generate, you didn't initiate that phone call, you didn't initiate that, you got the email, you're now responding to an email, you have no idea who you're really dealing with. And I've been telling people, please, delete the email, hang up the phone, be the referee yourself.
Yeah.
You make the call. You do the homework. Look up their address, get their phone number, and call them yourself. Because all too often, 99.9% of these phone calls and emails are scam related, generated type, you know, where they're trying to glean information from someone, duping them into believing there's an account problem with their checking account, and they're calling from their local banking institution, or they're sending them an email, you know, from their local banking institution because they were able to figure out, you know, which bank potentially they have. And some people have multiple banks, so it's much easier if you have multiple accounts to send out a blanket email from different banking institutions.
Mm.
And these people, unfortunately, they're not deleting that email. They're responding within the email by clicking some type of link to answer these questions on getting their personal data, updated and or confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, what they're doing is they're confirming that data and that personal information to a scam artist.
Yeah. Yeah, in that instance of the story I was telling was that she called back the number that they called from, and the number did belong to her bank, but they knew nothing about it, absolutely nothing about it at all, and they'd spoofed the bank number. And I've had an issue where my credit card company, they texted me and said, well, you know, we have a thing about a fraudulent charge, call this number. And I was like, no way am I calling that number. So I got my credit card out, and I flipped it over, and I called the number on the back of my credit card. And it was legit. But I told the lady, I said, look, you guys sent me a text. There's no way I'm responding to that. So I'm calling you. And she said, she congratulated me, Dan, on my savviness in doing that. But these companies understand that. If you call them and say, look, I'm just calling to check,
they're happy to help you.
Happy to help you. They understand. They don't want you to get scammed either, because it's a mess for them to clean up before you. So they understand. Don't feel silly about doing that, right?
Not at all. And that's what I've told people often. All too often is pick up the phone, do your homework, Mark. Do your homework. You know your bank. Maybe you don't know your bank's phone number off the top of your head, but you know how to Google them.
Yeah.
Or you certainly know where the office is.
Yep.
Go drive there. If you don't want to call, drive there. Walk in, ask to speak with a bank manager or, you know, your credit, you know, institution's manager, and say, hey, I got a phone call or I got an email, text message stating there's some type of a problem with my checking account. And they're probably going to look at you like you got three heads and say you don't have any problem, But thanks for stopping in. Yeah. Can we help you with anything else today?
And isn't that the best news, though? They can look at you like that, but no problem with your checking account. You know, not only is your checking account good, but you know you didn't get scammed that day, and you get to walk out feeling good about yourself.
You just saved yourself a ton of headaches.
You did. Because these problems, they are not easy to clean up either. I mean, whether it's in the story I was telling before, they stole over $1,000 from this person. And will the bank cover the $1,000? Probably. And I think they did eventually. But, you know, it was a problem in the short term. And some of these things, when they steal your identity, I mean, who knows? I mean,
it's 6 months to a year minimum.
Yeah.
To restore your debt, to restore your identity. And the man or woman whom unfortunately has had this happen to them are literally going to be forced to sit at a table and a desk or a kitchen table and literally make countless phone calls to advise banking institutions, credit institutions, every place they had some type of an account set up in their name, utilities, phone providers, that their identity was stolen, their information was compromised. And they're going to be needing to send these institutions affidavits. Affidavits they're going to need to get either from the Federal Trade Commission, identitytheft.gov. They're going to need copies of police reports. They're going to need to file a police report with their local police agency. It's a lot of headache.
Wow.
It's a lot of work.
I'm getting exhausted just hearing you list all those things. It really is a big project to undo it. So the best thing to do is to always have your guard up. We're speaking with Dan Lyon, the Fraud Scams Program Manager at Lifespan here in Rochester. You can reach them at lifespan.org, also via telephone at 325-2800. You mentioned another website off the air that you said is a great resource for people, Dan. That was FTC.gov.
FTC.gov is a bevy of information, all kinds of great, right on their front page. For those men or women out there that can't remember if they have, in fact, signed up for the Do Not Call registry, they can click right within that website, FTC.gov, and they can check to see if their, in fact, phone number is registered with the Do Not Call. And if it's not, they can sign up right there. A couple quick clicks, type in their phone number. They're going to send they're sending an email to the Federal Trade Commission, who will then confirm with an email sent to them. They have 72 hours to confirm that the information sent to the Federal Trade Commission was, in fact, legitimate.
Hmm. Now, what is this? And I've heard that if you get a call and they ask you a question, that they're looking to get your voice saying a few words, like maybe yes or something else. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, they call it the yes scam. We haven't seen much of that lately around the Rochester, Monroe County area, but a while back that was an issue where basically what they're looking for is to record your voice, so then they can say, they call a bank and say, is this Mr. or Mrs. Jones on the phone? And guess what they've got at their disposal on their phone?
Yeah.
That person saying yes in their voice. So if the bank employee, the manager, knows Mr. Jones, they recognize the voice as saying yes.
It's crazy. My goodness me. The technology is so remarkable in a good way and so scary and dangerous in another way. It's so sad that we have to live this way now where, you get a phone call and you my automatic instinct is I don't know who this person is. I don't trust them,
Use voicemail. I tell people all the time, stop picking up the phone. Use voicemail. And a lot of us are been trained as youngsters, you answer the phone when it rings.
Yeah.
If you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Even if you are doing something, what are you doing? Go pick up the phone, answer it. And of course, Mark, what have we always told as young adults, young kids, be polite.
Be polite,
be nice.
Right? Yeah.
Don't hang up on them. Unfortunately, these scam artists play off of that.
Yeah. It's funny you should say that, because literally while we've been doing this conversation for the last 15 minutes, I got a call from West Hampton, New York, a 934 area code. I don't know anybody in West Hampton, New York. What scam is that?
Mark, I thought it was just me because I got one 10 minutes before you called me to do this interview for the show, and I got one from Dobbs Ferry, New York. I don't even know where Dobbs Ferry, New York is.
I got one earlier today from Garden City, New York. I mean, they're at it today, man. They are making their calls.
And the best part is they're calling my work phone number, which is through Lifespan as the scam program manager.
Well, you prevention. That is funny. If they understood irony, that would be super. The number, the call that I referenced earlier, where they called about my social security number, they called my work number, but because of the system we have, I don't even know what my work number is. So that is not tied to me in any way. So it's clearly just a junk call. But they're just playing the law of averages. Just as many calls as we can make, we're going to get somebody. We'll get a bunch of people, and we'll take what we can get, and they cast that net wide. And it's sad.
Billions of phone calls they make per day in the hopes of capturing, single-digit percentages.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can get one man or one woman to send money, i.e. cash, and a lot of it, say $10,000, then they've made bank.
Yeah.
In one day and one phone call.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It just kills you. Can you hear these stories? And like we say, a lot of times they prey on elderly people, though it's not always. Certainly anybody is able to fall victim to these scams. So when people call, you were speaking with Dan Lyon, the fraud scams program manager at Lifespan, lifespan.org, the website, 325-2800, the phone number, ftc.gov, another great resource if this is something that you're really concerned about. When people call Lifespan, what are they calling about? What has happened to them that they're calling you?
The scam program manager for prevention over here at Lifespan, we do case management, Mark. And what we do is we help people through the identity theft crisis. And we explain to them the steps they'll need to take to get their credit back in order. Of course, we know these steps are going to take a long period of time, but we do have identity theft kits. We provide to those people that need them. And we literally will help hold their hand if need be to get them in their steps in the right direction. Explain to them, you're going to need to call the credit bureaus. You're going to need to call all three credit bureaus. And you're going to need to put a credit freeze on your credit line, which means calling Experian, TransUnion, Equifax. And that the only person that will be able to remove that credit freeze is, in fact, yourself with a phone call. And that freeze will be valid once placed upon your accounts by yourself for up to 7 years.
Wow.
It's different than a credit alert. A credit alert is for people that have had, they think they may have some issues, or maybe they're looking for a credit line. They're maybe refinancing their house, but they're wary for whatever reason. They could put an alert on their accounts through Experian, TransUnion, Equifax. And what that does is basically if there's a credit line being opened up within their name, they'll get a phone call, or they're going to get notified that someone's trying to open up another account using their name, using their account information.
And your services there at Lifespan are free?
Absolutely free.
And there's no shame in calling because after you've done that, you may feel, what did I do? You kick yourself, you feel embarrassed about it. Look, pick up the phone and call Dan over at Lifespan, right?
I can't stress that enough. Too many people, I had just a victim the other day said, the minute I hit the enter button, she goes, I knew that I probably should not have. And she clicked within an email and responded to one of those scams where they were asking for account update information.
Yeah.
And it was too late after she hit the enter button. They have their information.
You got a lot going on in your life. You're distracted. That happens. You do it thinking, and then, that feeling. We've all had that feeling. It may not be to do with this, but as soon as you do something, you're like, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I should not have done what I just did. And it's easy. It can happen to anybody.
To everybody. Everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone, Mark, makes mistakes sooner or later. Me included. There's no one who isn't out there making some type of mistake.
But when it comes to scams and fraud, you guys have a lot of information, and you can be an encouragement to these people, help them walk through it step by step and get their life kind of, identity theft, get their life kind of turned back around. If it's a scam like this, get them on the right track to fixing things.
Education
is
key.
Is key.
And that's what we strive here to educate older adults and people in general to ensure that they aren't duped. And I always tell, if I have a group of 20 or a group of 120 or a group that's only three people, I tell them, this information. We've been discussing this, the last 45 minutes. Now you're the ambassador.
Yeah.
Now you're the teacher.
Yeah.
I taught you. You teach a friend that wasn't here or an acquaintance.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
a loved one.
It's a new world we live in. Dan Lyon, the fraud and scams manager at Lifespan here in town. Again, the website is lifespan.org. Phone number is 325-2800. And that other resource that Dan brought up that he thinks is very valuable is that FTC.gov. You want to check that website out as well. Dan, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you today. I mean, we could talk for hours about this. We hope to have you back on the air sometime soon to do so, because it's just so valuable. It's so important what you do, and we're grateful for you and everybody over there at Lifespan. Thanks for your time today, Dan.
Mark, thank you, and thanks to Legends 102.7. Great radio station. Thanks for the oldies. Keep them rolling.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGZ, a part of the DJRO Broadcasting Company.